Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Season 5. Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by Shadowhunter, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA Sports and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows. Additional support provided by Deer Camp Coffee and Yeti Coolers.
Hey guys, before we get started on the video today, for a chance to win your own pack of Wreck broadheads, all you got to do is comment below on your thoughts on the video and what you think about these broadheads, and you will be entered to win a pack yourself. We'll do the drawing a little bit later. Just check the comments to see when it's done and when it ends. And I also want to thank Clear Ballistics for giving us the gel to do this video. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to the show today. Kevin and I are just checking out some broadheads, the Wreck broadheads, and we're gonna ballistic test them, so let's get into it. All right, Kevin, we got two different heads here. You know, we were just playing around with expanding them, unexpanding them, putting the springs back in, learning about it.
Yes.
I would say, we talked a little bit about safety, and safety is always critical with broadheads, so let's keep that in mind. So when you're touching these to do the work, just remember you gotta be very, very careful, because they're very sharp.
Yeah. So,
build quality looks very good on these heads. So far, I'm really liking what I'm seeing. It's you could tell it's built very well. The cuts are nice. The broadheads are super sharp. So we have two different models we're looking at. They sent us. We're going to shoot both into the ballistics. We have a fixed blade and a mechanical. Now, what's the special part about this? You were telling me earlier about these blades.
Well, they have a spring in them that locks the blade in place, which keeps it from opening in flight. And even if you bump it, it doesn't open completely. So a lot of times, when you're carrying a mechanical, mm-hmm. and maybe you bump it and it opens and then the thing opens up in flight, it's made to be able to be bumped, not open all the way. And then when it hits its target, the force from hitting is what makes it open. Once it opens, it stays.
Yeah, I believe open. You said 4 pounds of pressure.
4 pounds, yep.
So 4 pounds of pressure to pop these. And that's, important, like Kevin's saying, is if you're walking through brush or you happen to hit it on something, it's not gonna just automatically open. Yeah. But also you were telling me something about you can interchange these from fixed to mechanical, correct?
Yeah, that's what they say. You could go with a fixed blade. You can
use it essentially, it's the same body. It's just the way the blades go in and the blades you use. They don't come with both blades. Let's keep that straight. You'd have to buy the blades separate. But it is kind of a cool idea that you could buy one set of these heads, right, and have mechanical or fixed or mix and match, however you see fit.
Right.
Kind of neat. So a little about them real quick. So the fixed blade, the 1.2-inch cutting diameter, 1.25-inch cutting diameter for the fixed blade. They say superior accuracy, crossbow approved, so that's cool.
And I think that's a big thing with this. I think that's what a lot of this is about. You know, these crossbows are getting faster and faster and faster, and people are using mechanical blades on them. And we hear a lot of stories about the blade opening up in flight, and that obviously sending your shot errant. You know,
yeah, and crossbows got a lot of power, so. There's that offers that additional issue that you're talking about. So, like, you know, when you got to make sure you have a head that's made for a crossbow because they do push out so much power. And with the speeds keep going up, as we've been seeing, you're going to continue to see it.
Yeah, we're seeing bows over 400 feet per second.
Hitting 500. Crazy.
Yeah.
So the blades on here real quick, just a little bit about them. They say ultra-thick 0.039-inch stainless steel blades, 7075 T6 aluminum ferrule, bone-crushing hardened stainless steel tip, exceptionally durable, and these are made in the USA, so pretty cool. And this tip is vicious. So you could tell a lot of the weight is in the tip, which I noticed right off the bat. So you know when it hits, it's going to really punch through a bone or something. Right. For the mechanical, it's a 1.85-inch cutting diameter once it expands. Again, made in the USA, crossbow approved. Field point accuracy and... let's see, the blades, I believe, are the same thickness. Yeah, for both blades, the 0.039, same material. So yeah, really good heads. You can also check out Rec Broadheads on their website. They have a couple instructional videos on how to replace the blades and also how to replace the spring lock retention clips. So you guys can watch all of that there if you're interested in a little more detail on them. All right, guys. Well, there you have it. You got to see the blades getting replaced, how they work, how the springs work. So I think the only thing left to do is go ahead and shoot through the ballistics. We'll see how it performs. Let's see what the channel looks like. That's always the fun part to me with the ballistics, you know, so. All right, guys, here's the Rec Broadhead, the fixed blade. We're gonna shoot through the ballistics gel right now. Just a quick info, we are using Black Eagle Arrow. This is the Outlaw. This is the solution from Bowtech, and we're also using Trophy Ridge products to do it in a Scott release. So just to give you an idea of what we're using. This bow is set at about 60 pounds. So let's see what it does. All right, guys, so here's the Rec Broadhead fixed blade. I want to point out a couple things that are actually extremely impressive to me. Number one, when you look at the lip here, it literally split this lip perfectly. And so if that's a deer's hide, that's a nice, huge gash going in. And then on when it goes in, you can see it start to plane. And what it's done in here in this channel is literally this wide all the way through. I also want to point out this is the deepest penetrating broadhead yet we've shot into this ballistics gel, so it's very exciting. I'm assuming the Bowtech solution helps with that a little bit too. So I think it probably depends on which bow as well. I'm sure that does have some punch power in there, but it's very impressive how far this got. I mean, literally, it got almost the whole block. So we're not done yet, so let's move over to the mechanical and let's see the difference. And there should be a difference because it's mechanical and it takes more pressure, so it should slow it down. So this is one of the reasons people love fixed blade heads, is they get the punch right in the beginning. There is no slowing down for opening reasons. So, well, let's test the other one, see how it goes.
I like it because it looks like a jet fighter going through.
Oh, it does, yeah. All right, guys, here's the mechanical. I'm gonna try to go ahead and put it to a little bit lower or higher than the other one so I don't hit it. But. All right, Kevin, so here's the mechanical. As we can see, I think it kind of did what we said, right? It got less penetration than the fixed, but it's wider.
The channel is there.
Channel's amazing, and you can see where it opens, which I love about seeing these
that's
blocks.
That's pretty cool.
You can see where it starts to open, and it started to shift down from that shorter to the fatter, and then as it narrows and as it tightens, right, it goes through.
A guy that likes shooting mechanicals, and you've been worried or you've had a problem with them deploying with your crossbow, this may be your answer.
Yep. For sure. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for watching.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts
so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.